Blog Talk Radio. Come get this teaching arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Biriako Garth. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Well, we've taken our music to another place, somewhere out there in the middle of space. Busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that blunt it. Instead, we choose to front it. While we don't take without giving back, we do this in order to circumvent lack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in act. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. While we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues, we can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time. It's time. We've been dedicated before we soon regret it. Put down the pipes. Lift up your heads and let's possess the mics. For we're taking this music to a brand new height. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once men are mute, unable to use the words of our own pursuit, we've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals, while the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming one to be foretold. Didn't you know it? That it's our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhymes. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. While we don't have time for fooling around, let's take the beat. Let's take the beat where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth is what the people want to hear in this critical time of living in fear. Let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying, and you know I'm not lying. Now I'll ask you, are you the one, or is there another to come to take this music to a higher level? And if you aren't, then come get this teaching and give it to those who I'm not reaching.
And welcome to Care to Read. You have your Omiyika 7, the advocate, the one you need, and your advisor, the one you want. This program has been written by Project 2019 in the area of consumer science and family education. As you know, that we have been featuring mind, body, soul, and spirit. We've covered topics such as massage therapy, aromatherapy, working from energy healing to Mr. Lewis sending frequencies across the airwaves. We've talked to quite a few people about how to get healthy. And just yesterday, I decided to give you a lecture on getting healthy and getting free from a disease that plagued us called racism. You might want to go out and listen to that particular segment. I decided to give that segment because it's a part of getting healthy and getting wealthy and wise as well. Nevertheless, we're going to continue on with that path and dealing with healthy, wealthy, and wise, and understanding how we can become whole by using holistic methods, and understanding also that a large percentage of us are drinking from different paths these days and different directions as we gain our spirituality. And no one has to be in the same faith, and everyone can have a personal relationship with their higher self and their creator. Now, as you have heard me say several times on this show, that there is an Ori that lives inside of you who is collaboratively working on one accord with you, cooperating with you, And that Ori that I speak about comes from the teaching of Ifa. Ifa, can you say that with me? Ifa, the Yoruba teaching. And today we have a special program for you on the Yoruba priesthood. Who is fit for Yoruba priesthood? How are you called into Yoruba priesthood? What does the priestess have to do? And what is their job? And do they become a counselor of higher spiritual teachings? What exactly is their path? And what is their journey? We're going to be talking to a priestess in the audience, and we're going to be examining some of the things that she had to do to transition to that stage. We'd like to set the precedence for you and get the atmosphere right to make sure that we are one accord. Before I speak, I usually ask permission from our elders to speak, and hopefully we'll have an elder in the audience, but right now I'm going to ask permission from the elders to speak, and I see the nod in the audience that it's okay to go ahead and speak, because as an uninitiate, I must resort to talking to my elders, and I also want to summon my ancestors here. I want to summon them here so that they will know that it's their shoulders that we stand on, and we crawl across their backs to come out front. And now that we know that it's okay to acknowledge our Ori, which is the Godhead who lives within inside of us, when we pray to that Ori, the God inside of us, to help us to do what it is that we promised to do. And I'd like to introduce to you one of the Ifa prayers to see exactly how that prayer is written. And this was written by a prayer that Yenna Van Zandt had listed in her Tapping into the Power. You could go out and find this prayer there. It's listed. And this is how the prayer goes. Pray for spiritual strength. To the Creator, whose mercy endures forever, I lift my voice in prayer. To the Father Spirit, whose presence lights my path, I lift my mind in prayer. To the Mother Spirit, whose love is the source of my life, I lift my spirit in prayer. I am thankful for enduring everlasting mercy, light and love in my life. I know I am watched by protective eyes so I can never fall. I know I'm surrounded by unconditional love, so I am never alone. I know I'm guarded and guided by charity and clarity and strength, so I shall never lose my way. I am protected, I am guided, I am loved, I am thankful. And that poem was listed in Tapping into the Powers Within from Yenna Van Zandt. Yenna Van Zandt was one of my great teachers that taught me to seek out my ancestors and acknowledge them and to also be in communion with them. I wanted to read that to you to let you know that what we're talking about is a custom and a tradition. Religion comes out of your customs and traditions. Because I am African, it's okay for me to practice African traditions. Now, for those of you who think you cannot still practice a religion and be African, then I want to correct you. You can still practice a religion if you choose to and still practice your customs and tradition in the African path. It's okay to be African. The question here today, ladies and gentlemen, is to be or not to be African. And that is why we've invited a priestess here to talk about the life of the priesthood. I want to tell you some of the things that I learned while in the training under the Blessed Lord Oromola, which was held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'd just like to read you a brief segment here of the Neophyte's lesson, the monogram. Lesson topic: all religion rises out of the deification of someone's nationalism. Let me read that again. All religion rises out of the deification of someone's nationalism. Understand this, and you will discern the key to our own victory. I hold strong to the views that the emancipation of any nation is not complete as long as the nation is still in religion bondage. Political, economic, emancipation will always provide meaningfulness and realistic as long as the spirit of the nation is continued. To be influenced by the religion concept and the religion teaching and the practice of another nation, in what way does a religion rise out of the nationalism of the people? In what way does this happen? And we're going to be talking about that. the way that a religion rises out of a person's culture, and why it's important for certain people to be set aside. And I know it's in good fitting because Jesus once said it's important to be set aside. He talked about being set aside, and Christians know that it's very important to be set aside. I'd like to just read you something here that said, to be holy means to be separated, set apart for God. We have an instinct for holiness. This is an instinct that we hold from birth. And this instinct, something tells us inside that we're special, that we've been called to a higher calling. That means set aside for the Christians, and it means set aside for other religions as well. Those of us who are priests have been set aside. We have a higher calling, and in that higher calling, we must be properly trained. So our training is a lifetime. It never stops, from learning how to heal, to learning how to read articles, to learning how to discern over someone's life and clairvoyantly to help them synchronize, synchronicity in their life, to show them how to reconnect back to source, how to reconnect back to themselves, how to reconnect back to nature. Many of us are influenced by allopathic medicine, and we go in to see the psychologist without thinking that it's okay to go see a priest or priestesses, as well as it's okay to go see a deacon or a minister. These people are highly trained. We are highly trained, and the training we get can help them reconnect back to themselves. Now, before I go on, I oftentimes read a pledge, and I like to keep putting this pledge out there because it's from the UNIA. It's a national pledge. It's a black national pledge. And here is how it's read. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green, hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, created nations shall know of it in times to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, color brought and pole of it, pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it, thanks to God for giving it, great flag of mine. Now, I wanted to read that to you because when I was first introduced to consciousness, I had to get an understanding. I think we have an elder out there in the room. I want to get permission from him to speak and say hello. Can you hold for a second? Hello? Hello? You're in the air? Are you there, Abbas? Hello? Hello? Okay. Well, maybe he can't hear me right now, but he'll come back to the microphone. Let me say hello to our host. Hello.
Hosef, greetings.
How are you? This is Terrell Garth, our host today. And Terrell Garth, you have the air.
Hosef, greetings. Welcome to Care to Read. My name is Terrell Garth, and I will be your co-host for this evening. We would like to welcome our guest priestess, Darlene Dawson from Atlanta, Georgia. We would also like to acknowledge our longtime friend and elder, Abbas Yassan. Do I have permission to speak, Brother Elder?
Okay, Brother Abbas is in the audience, so you'll probably come back to the phone. And thank you so much, Terrell, for your co-host experience. And we'd like to thank Terrell for being a part of this show. As you know, always, I want to read that poem again because Brother Boss is in the audience now, and this is a poem that he introduced to me. Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and green, hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red, black shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it. Old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it. Young men shall dream of it. Face shot and seen of it. nations and maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought and told of it. Pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. Thanks to God for giving it, great flag of mine. This has a lot of meaning for young children. And mothers, it's important to connect your children not only to a country and a school, but to a land base. Show them where they came from. Teach them affirmations. It's important to know about affirmations. In my classroom when I taught, the first thing I gave the child was a prayer and an affirmation to themselves so that when they recited this prayer, that they would internalize it. And the very thing that they were asking someone in the atmosphere to do, I taught them to ask themselves, create a behavior modification that will change their direction and cause them to do that which they are asking God to do. And this is a pledge that they recited on a day-to-day basis. It was a code of Maya. I pledge today to open my mind. I will seek and learn new knowledge. I will not harm, fight, or disrespect my fellow brothers or sisters. My mind, my body, and the words I speak are clean. I will respect my parents, my teachers, and myself. I will use my knowledge to stay in school, and I'll make a new and better world. And I'll make a new and better world. I am great, and my education, it will make me even greater. Ladies and gentlemen, this poem in and of itself helps to turn around children who were brought to me who were not speaking. They began to memorize the words of this affirmation and began to speak. And some of the children internalized it and became very good at what they do academically. And some of them even became great. What I want to tell you about IFA and initiation training, what it does to children, it holds them accountable. What it does to adults, it holds us accountable for a mission that we've been called to do. And as an initiate, an AWOL, who has been called to be in the priesthood, it's a great commission, and it's a great calling. And even though you call yourself whatever religion, don't forget the fact that you may have a calling on your life that may be greater than any religion tradition. It may be a calling for your community, for your nation. So be ready to answer that calling when it comes to you. And as I told you, that all religions are the deification of some organization's better good. Some organization. Now, I'm going to see if Brother Voss is in the audience now, if he's still there. Brother Voss, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you, Brother Voss?
I'm fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the young man that came in my life and opened my deaf ears and blind eyes so that I can see. This is my godfather, Brother Yasin Abbas, who brought me into consciousness, ladies and gentlemen. I was lost. I was completely outside of myself and didn't know myself, didn't know my black self, living out in the suburban area of Kenosha. He brought me into consciousness, and he took me up under his wing, him and his wife, and they took me all over Milwaukee to all of the speeches engagements and to the Comedic Institute in Chicago. I never forgot what he did for me, and I called him my family. And, Bosh, you know you're my father, right? You know you're my family, right?
Yes, I do.
He knows that, and wherever I go, people ask me, where is your father? And they ask him, where is your daughter? This man I dearly love, him and his wife, Hanan, both. Whenever I come in town, and I'm so tired, and I've worked all week, they prepare a place for me to sleep in the upper room. And I begin to fellowship with them, and we watch tapes and movies. We become a part of each other's life. I am more than honored to have Brother Abbas in my audience this evening as a part of our show. Brother Abbas has been a part of the Nation of Islam. He was one of the actual bodyguards for the Nation of Islam for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He's a karate black belt expert. He is also a naturalist, and he involves himself in natural healing. He has wisdom beyond wisdom in historical information about conscious blackness and also about Ifa as well as about Islam. And I am going to pause for a minute just to let him come on and talk, because I've been waiting for this moment for so long just to get him on tape and capture his story. We like to do that, Brother Boss, and we like to put you in the air. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Well, my life, where I really started, when I started coming into the knowledge of blackness, because I grew up, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. And I started going into institutions back in the 42. I started going into different institutions. And when I started going into different institutions in New York, there was this brother by the name of Claude Brown, who wrote this book, Man Child in the Promised Land. And I'm happy to have, I feel good, because that shows me who God is. Because all the things that I went through, I supposed to have been gone a long time ago. But God had blessed me and Brother Clyde, Claude Brown. I was in the book, I was called Sonny Boy in the book, Man Child in the Promised Land. I was called Sonny Boy from the things that I did down there in Manhattan, and there was many things. When I was a youngster, I was a mess. I always been a fighter all my life. I'm a young man. So when the Second World War started, I was in Wilkes School for Boys. That's what they call it in New York. I was in Wilkes School for Boys, and I stayed there from 1942 till 1949. And from that time, I was there when America bombed, when America, France, and England, they bombed to give Israel some land to give them. That was back in, I think that was in 1947. And there was a time when they bombed India, so they can give India a land of their own, Pakistan, so they can have a land of their own. America got together with England. They did what they call it, carpet bombing. That's how they did Israel too, the same way. They just wiped all the Arabs out right there in Israel, to give the Jewish people some land. And at that time, I was studying according to books that I was getting in the library when I was in Luther School. So that proves different things to me about Israel. When they talk about having land, they ain't never had no land. They ain't never got it. That came from America, England, and France, carpet bombing those Arabs. They carpet bombed them. And I really, I've always been religious, because I was with my grandmother from a child, and she would take me to the church, holding me by my hand. She was a highly spiritual woman, and I thank God for my mother and father, because he gave me a family. They were Garvey rights. And I used to go to.
Can you tell us about that experience, the Garveyite experience?
Oh, that was good. That was good. I say praise be to God that I lived through all of that. And because I was talking the other day about the sisters, how they marched down from 145th Street to 369th Armory, the black soldiers. That's where they came out of that, what do you call it? do you call it? Well, they used to march down from 145th Street and come down Lenox Avenue. And they had the women have the white dresses on with the cross, white cross across the front, across. And the women, oh, they could march. It make hair on your
arm. What was the Garveyite headquarters like, and what type of training did you get while up under Garveyite?
It was good. He taught us to be black. That was a sure thing. He taught us to be black-minded. Yes. And I thank God for that, because when I moved to Milwaukee back in 75, because I got married a second time, and I wanted to go somewhere where I didn't know nobody. And when I came to Milwaukee, one of my students was here. He had a school. So his wife right now, or his ex-wife, because he's dead now, and, well, he done good, but I thank the Creator for what he done for me, because I'm still living. I had many things happen to me since I've been here. I had a young man in 1990. He had a 32 stub nose. And God saved my life. They wanted to rob me, and he pulled the trigger 3 times, and the gun didn't fire. So that's God's doing that.
Yes, it is.
It was in the winter time. The gun clicked 3 times, and it didn't fire. And so he tried to hit the barrel with his left hand to knock the barrel, so he continued firing. But that was God's doing. I say all praise due to God.
Yes.
Because that's God's doing. And anyone say that there's no God, they're out their mind and they're sick.
That's right. Brother Boss, can you tell me about your travels? Have you ever been to Africa, and have you studied with Dr. Carruthers? Tell us about your experience with Dr. Carruthers.
With Dr. Jacob Carruthers, Dr. Yusuf Ben Jakadin, Dr. Asa Hilliard, Dr. Naeem Akbar, Dr. What's her name, wrote the book, Naruba,
uh-huh.
What's the sister's name?
I think her name is Imani.
Yeah.
Marimba Ani.
You're right, Marimba.
Marimba Ani.
Yes, that's a good woman. I remember when she was in Chicago, and I was there when she left and came to New York. Went to New York.
Brother Boss? Okay. It sounds like he's trying to get his phone together. Now, Brother Boss had introduced me to Dr. Carruthers. I had never met Dr. Carruthers, and he carried me to his house after we went to the Comedic Institute and introduced me to his wife and him. And during that time, I was working on my thesis, so Dr. Carruthers assisted me and aided me in the research. And we stayed at his home, and I was so honored to be able to stay at his home and to meet him personally, and all the work he was doing at the Comedic Institute. I was just coming into consciousness and just gullible and eating and sucking up all of the conscious information. And I guess I would call myself an initiate, because during that time I was summoned to go to Chief Metahochi's training. And a boss was with me as I went to make sure that they did right by me and they trained me right. He even spent time with me in training. Brother Boss, I was telling about the training that I spent over at Chief Metahochi's house and how you assisted me in that training, remember? Brother Boss? I guess he's still trying to get his phone back up. But anyway, he assisted me in that training and made sure that I got the proper training. Brother Boss has had extensive background training, working with Islam and the Nation of Islam, and he also became an initiate. He actually received this at Lake AB's as well as an honorable initiate, and I was so impressed that he had gotten this at Lake AB's and had been involved with the movement of IFA that it impressed me enough to get involved in the initiation training. And Chief Manihochi was like a great godfather to all of us. And because I was from his hometown, Gary, Indiana, he favored that, and he made allowances for me and everything he did to make sure I was a part of it. And it was because of Brother Boss that I went to those things, and he opened up these doors for me. And I want to make sure that people know about Brother Boss because he's done some great things in a large sum of people's lives, I mean all over the continent, and made a difference in a young man's life. I want to talk a little bit about his spiritual training, and also his training as a black belt karate expert. Brother Boss, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Brother Boss, can you speak on your training that you gave me and how you showed me and guided me, you and your wife, to make sure I got the right training for becoming
Well, I came up under Naraki Hara, Grand Master Naraki Hara, and Grand Master Alan Lee. And George Hudson.
What about your experience as being a black belt for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? How was that experience?
Well, Elijah Muhammad, I say God bless him. I say God bless him very highly. Because if it wasn't for him, I would have been constantly going to jail. But it was Islam that straightened me out. It straightened me, gave me a good life. And I thank God for blessing me, because he really blessed me. And it was Elijah Muhammad that straightened me out.
His what
teaching.
Kind of training did he give you?
Huh?
What kind of training did you receive from the Nation of Islam?
I met the brothers. That's for martial artists. That's when I started in the martial art, because it was through those brothers in the mosque in New York. And I just became a grandmaster back in 2004. I became a grandmaster.
Okay, congratulations. Brother Boss, I know you into health foods and you eat very well. Your wife and you both, you juice. And when I stay at home, we always have juice.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about the herbs?
God bless her. God bless her. Yes, she really took care of me. My wife, I thank God for blessing me. I'm not gonna find no other woman like her.
No, you're not. I know you're not.
Well, I mean, I found her in.
Brother Bob, what about the herbs that, like in your kitchen? When I go in your kitchen, I find herbs in a jar. Tell us something about the chickweed and all the herbs that you put on your shelf.
Well,
how did you know about that?
Well, I read this book, man. Just thinking. I got the book on my shelf right now. What is
it? You got many books on your shelf. You know, I have your library in one of my pictures.
Yeah, I got so many books.
Brother Boss, while you find that out, I want to say hello to our guest in the audience. I think she's here. Falola. Let me see if I can get her to speak.
Well, let me go downstairs. I gotta go downstairs.
And when you get the book, and then you.
I can tell you the book name. Let me go downstairs.
Okay. All right. Let me just bring her on.
Let me go downstairs.
All right. I'm holding, brother. I mean, thank you, brother. Sister.
Yes.
Are you there? Okay. I want peace and blessings to you. I had my godfather on, and he was giving us.
I know. That is so fabulous. I'm listening.
We've been trying to capture him on tape for years. He's 76 years old now. We finally got him in one place where we could capture his story. So
I
if you allow us this time, my son also can introduce you a little bit earlier, but we can go back and we can make sure we get you in there. He is giving us sort of like a history of his spiritual walk. And just
right,
I find that to be
so important for everybody to hear because
that is the wisdom of the ages. When you mentioned a brother, Abbas Yassin in Milwaukee, everybody knows him. He features and captures all of the recordings and keeps them on tape.
Okay.
He disseminates them. Okay, brother Abbas.
Okay. The book is called Back to Eden.
Back to Eden. Okay.
What's in that book?
It's
herbal book by Dr. Claus.
Okay.
It's an herbal book by Dr. Claus.
Okay. Now, what have you used to make it applicable? What have you used from that book in your life to keep yourself healthy? Because I know you've given me herbs before. I know chickweed is one of your favorites.
Yeah, that chickweed cleans your blood. And it regulates it. And you take that with...
Are you still taking red clover.
Huh?
Are you taking your herbs on a regular basis?
Well, I drink it. But I mean...
Okay.
I drink it. And... you know, I'm a diabetic. I'm a diabetic, too. But number two.
Now, Brother Boss, what can you tell us about the movement in Milwaukee? Because you've been in the movement for a long time. Have you been over to Africa yet? Have you ever had a chance to go there?
Yes. That was
Tell me about your experience in Africa.
Tell me about your experience in Africa.
What happens with the initiate when you go through becoming an initiate priest? Can you talk about that? Because we have a priestess in the audience that we're going to introduce.
Oh, well, when you go to Africa, a whole lot of things that you've been taught in these different churches, you're going to find that was a lie.
It was a lie?
Yeah, it was a lie. When it talks about the Jews being in bondage in Egypt, you can't find that nowhere. You can't find it on no rock, no tomb, no pyramid. You can't find it anywhere. It's not anywhere. When you go up to Aswan, that's Upper Egypt, and up in Aswan, that's where the backstone is. All the things is up there. And go to Queen Hatshepsut's tomb. That's a big tomb.
Now, Did you go on a guided tour with one of the teachers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who was guiding that tour? Who was that you went with?
Dr. Ben.
Dr.
Asia Elliott.
Okay.
Dr. Naeem Akbar. Jesse. What's his name? He's a professor. Comes out of Columbia University.
Okay.
Oh, wow. How come I
can't... Did you get a chance to see any initiations? What happens during the priestess initiation? Were you able to sit in on any initiations while you were there for the priesthood?
Well, wasn't nobody but the brother who did get initiated. Matter of fact, he got initiated and went to New York, and when he came back, he died in New York, and they brought him, carried his body back to Egypt.
What does initiation mean? What does initiation mean, and what does it mean to be called into the priesthood?
Well, it's just that conversion from one way of life to another.
Okay. All right. And we have a priestess in the audience. I'd like to introduce her, Awa Falola Patumbi. She is from Atlanta, Georgia. She was initiated by Chica 2003.
Tell her I wish her. I wish her lots of luck. And I pray to God. God will bless her.
Well, we're going to let her talk in a few minutes. She's a certified teacher.
Well, you know,
Brother Boss, she's going to talk.
I believe
she's right in the audience, Brother Boss. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Brother Boss, she's in the audience. We're going to let her talk in a minute. She can speak for herself. She's a certified teacher for elementary education and early childhood. She's also a master counselor.
I say praise be to God.
Because,
you know, I believe in Islam.
Well, you know, you and I both went down the path of studying Ifa. We all spiritualists. We all drink from the same spirit.
I believe everything that the minister Farrakhan say. I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
He said I'm a Christian. Yeah. I'm a Jew. He said I'm a
Jew.
He said, yeah. I mean, that's being godly.
I say the same thing.
That's being godly.
I'm Islamic because I am one who meditates.
Yep.
I'm Christian because I'm solidified in Christ. Now, we're going to bring her on so she can introduce the process of the priesthood and what has to happen when you know you've been called in the priesthood and what process do you take and who needs to answer the calling. And when you answer the call, if you become a priestess.
Just try. All you got to do is try to be righteous. When
be
God
righteous.
Calls you,
and when you,
when God calls you, you'll know it. When God calls you, you will know it. I really didn't understand it myself, but I had a calling, and that was back in 1955, October.
Okay.
October 1955. That's where I went in the Mars, because Minister Farrakhan came in the Mars around the same time I came.
Oh,
he came
in
the same time. Mm-hmm.
Now, I was going to ask you, Brother Boss, now, when you got your Lake ABs, under what circumstance did you receive your Lake ABs?
What?
Remember the beach? When you got your Lake ABs, remember the beach you showed me? When did you get your ABs?
That was from a sister, she's down in Atlanta now.
Okay.
Yeah, she's from the Assault.
When you got your training... What training did you have to go through when you got your Lake ABs?
Well, just learn. Just learn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Get the knowledge.
What, spiritual things?
Where it stemmed from. What part of Africa it came from. That's the thing. Because, you know, Africans is the most spiritual people in the world.
Yes, they are.
Because... There's so much to learn.
Well, Brother Boss, I'm going to bring I'm going to bring Sister Falola Patumbi on so I can introduce her. Sister, you're in the air, and we're going to bring you right in there. So if you could tell us about your initiation, who called you to the mission, and when you answered the call, and what was the process of your training?
Well, let me just say that greetings and blessings to your special guest, your godfather. I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to him. And
yes, ma'am.
I give so much honor to his experience because
as he was
living it and I was growing up, I was reading about it. I read Man-Child of the Promised Land, you know, and got hyped. About the various different inequities in the world. So my call into priesthood actually started when I was younger. And the fact is that I really didn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you live a life, you want to say that you do good, but sometimes you can do evil too. And absolutely what you said is that you make the choice, and you make the choice to do the right thing.
Yes. Like my father always said, say what you mean and mean what you say.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead, Brother Boss. Go ahead.
It's true. So I understand the whole path now. You know, I was becoming, and finally I am. You know, in a sense of I am.
Well, wait.
Able
hold
to know who I am.
When you say I am, I like to think that I'm going to always be a warrior in training, and I don't know when I'm going to be coming to I am, because there's so much I still yet have to learn.
I'm not saying that.
Because I don't know. If I stop, then I think I've arrived, and I haven't arrived yet for me. I'm still learning.
I say we are all still learning. I'm a lifelong student. I didn't say Awo means student. So my name is Awo Falola, student Falola. I'm going to always be a student.
That's right. I hear you. When I put my hat on and stop learning, I'm always a student.
Yeah, I see.
Right. So right now I am because I am connected to my higher self, and I know
right.
what my mission on earth is. So I don't have to become. No one has to tell me, well, this is what you should be doing, because I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that a great thing, sister?
Do what you got
isn't
to do.
Isn't that a great thing? That's right. Some of us don't know where we're supposed to be at, Brother Boss, and we are just drifting and have no idea, asking everybody what our direction is. You know what your calling is, and if you go with inside of yourself, you can find what your calling is, because your higher self, your Ori, will speak to you. He will never leave you. He's the one that will go all the way with you.
Because the Creator is constantly talking to us. All we need to do is pay attention. Pay attention to what's being taught to you. Even though some of these things you've never done. But you know, He sent it to you in a dream.
That's right.
It to you in a dream. And you will see Yes.
Let me ask you a question, because I want to ask us some questions about initiation, because there are so many different paths to initiation. When done in Africa, it's done a little bit different in the diaspora, and initiations are so different. And so many different people are asking about us being a polytheistic believer opposed to a monotheistic believer. Mm-hmm. I tend to believe that we are a monotheistic believer. But we also look at the deities as expressions of God. And I get in trouble with people because they're saying, you believe in many gods. I say, no, I believe in one God. However, just like you have the Trinity,
they just got to understand. In the 80, what's that, the 80th chapter? Says, I say ye are gods.
No children.
In that chapter, Genesis, he says,
yes.
I said, ye are all gods.
That's right.
Children of
that's
the
right.
Most High.
Go ahead on, God. That's what I'm talking about.
That's in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter.
See, you got to know both scriptures.
I said, ye are all gods.
That's right.
Children of the Most High.
You got to say that loud, because somebody's going to miss it. Somebody's going to miss it, Brother Bob. Because they come in here and they don't hear it. We call each other gods in this room. They get confused. They say, who is a god? You know, when did you become God?
Well,
I let them know that every day they have to wake up and say, good morning, God.
You got to be something. Because think about all these people who got master's degrees in various things. God is only a power. It means a power. That's what God means. One who's got power. I mean,
do you think we ought to become stiff-necked people because we get a master's degree? Because I got one of those things, too, and I just hung mine up on the shelf. You know, I use it so I can get into places, and I lay it down and pick it up when I have to. But I know it's my spiritual consciousness and understanding of the word that makes me powerful, not that degree. And I don't dwell on it, because if I do, people will tend to want to separate you from your people, make you think that you're higher than you ought to. And I try not to dwell on a degree or a piece of paper. I became knowledgeable because of you and none, because you sat with me and you taught me. And then I went to Chief Van Hoche and sat on his feet for 2 years. My learning, I tell him I'm a self-initiated and self-grown person, even though I have a degree and a master's degree, but I tend to dishonor those degrees that I got from the malignant school system, and I tend to cleave to the stuff I got first-handed from my elders. I honor my elders. I love my elders. My elders brought me into consciousness.
Yes,
and so
you know.
I want to ask you, let me ask you a question.
You know,
sir. I want to ask you, what happened when you were young? You said you came into consciousness that you had a calling and that you are at the point where you am right now. Tell me some of the things that are happening in the community
Cheryl,
for you and that you're offering to your people.
Cheryl.
Uh-huh.
Hey. I don't know if you read this book. This book, What They Never Told You in History Class.
Okay. I never read that one.
I don't know if you read that book. Well,
no, I haven't.
Huh?
But I read The Miseducation of the Negroes. I talked about that one last night.
Yeah, I've been read that one years ago. Miseducation
of the Negroes.
Okay,
that's an old one.
But this one tells you about John Hanson.
Okay.
It talks about John Hanson. I noticed that the president don't even talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
The president, Obama, he don't even say nothing about him. Huh?
Isn't that our first black? Wasn't that our first black president?
He's the first black president from 1781 to 1782.
Okay. Now, Brother Boss, I don't want to get off the subject, but I want to bring the sister back again to talk a little bit about Yoruba teaching and Ifa. I want to say that when I came into Yoruba teacher, I was training for one of the best. Chief Van Hoche became the chief over in Nigeria. And Chief Van Hoche is from Gary, Indiana. And he favored me because I was from his hometown. So he personally taught me and gave me my name. And I spent a lot of time with him. I was deaf, dumb, and blind, didn't know about the devil. I was in there talking to him about a devil. He told me, he said, sister, when you speak of good, you're automatically spoken of evil. There is no devil. And these things I had to relearn, Brother Boss, because I was brought up in the Christian church, and I was initiated as an evangelist in the Christian church. And soon after getting my credentials, I went right into EFA training, never stopped a beat, never even practiced Christianity as a minister, went right on into EFA training and realized that Chief Van Hoche told me I was going on a self-journey to learn about EFA, and I was lost, saying, what do you mean? He gave me all these books after I got ready to leave Milwaukee and said, keep learning, keep studying. Mm-hmm. And then finally he told me I was self-initiated. And when I came back, he had me be a part of initiation. And after those 2 years of training with Ibi Lola and Adi Emi, I got the best training of my life. No master's degree or PhD degree could ever have given me that. I honor you guys. Chief
Ibi Lola,
Adi Emi, and you and Hanan. You remember that? You remember that, Boss?
Huh?
You remember the training that we had together? You remember all the trainings that we were going through? And remember how lost I was, and y'all was teaching me to come into consciousness because I was living in the suburban suburbs and didn't know nothing about blackness or consciousness. You remember that? Now, I want to bring our guest back on again, and I want her to talk a little bit about being an Ifa priest. You're in the air.
Uh-huh. Well, greetings again. Anyway, you know, everybody's experience is different. You know, you go through your own path towards your own priesthood.
Yes.
And you
That's
have to
right.
be authentic within yourself. And
Absolutely.
Even though what Baba Medahuchi meant is that we become initiated first by someone giving the Ashe, giving us their wisdom and elder. And we initiate ourselves every day because we also begin to learn the praise poetry, the songs, to open up our ori and to see a more beautiful world and to see the world that God really created, which is meant to work for us and not be, you know, fooled by the lie, because that's what it is. When you don't see anything good for yourself,
that's right.
It's because
that's
you
right.
have self-hexed yourself. You have opened
that's
your
true.
Words and created that environment.
Going into doubt.
Well, and you've caused yourself, whatever you speak into your life, you've brought it there. If you have good success, you ought to accredit that to your OE because you spoke that thing into existence. So if you've got a life that's going down the wrong road, you have to credit you yourself and OE to that, and you can change it by redirecting
well,
your life and speaking into your life.
Well, I think
right.
you have to thank all
that's
the divine
right.
entities that coexist with us in the universe. And the spiritual energies that are all around us, you know, everybody that you meet is a, you know, a spark of creator, is a child of the creator. And so that if we begin to deal with each other as we are all part of creation and that we all deserve respect and we stop allowing people to treat other people differently because of race, because of ethnicity,
oh, yeah.
you know, because of religion. And we just break it down. Whatever you believe in, you believe in. But as long as we can do interfaith that we all could stand up and say,
yes,
our
mission right.
on earth is to bring good into the world.
And thank you so much, sister. I want to thank Brother Voss for all of the contributions that both of you have given. We're coming up on that 90-minute or 60 seconds here, and as you know, they count us down. But I
yes.
want to get Brother Voss in there as we do a prayer. I want to do a special prayer for my father here because I know the ancestors are present here today. And we call on those ancestors to put their loving arms around Brother Voss to heal his body from the tip of his toes to the top of his head, to take that a strange headache away, to remove that headache, to give him full healing. Let the energy from my fingertips flow from this computer right to the airways of his home. Begin to heal him and give him a complete healing. Thank you, Father, that he's lived through all of the troublesome times. Thank you
yes.
for bringing him into my
that.
Life, to be my father, to be my guidance, to be my elder. I admonish him, God. I just thank you for the opportunity. I feel so privileged today to be connected with the Yassin family, to be a part of his life, and to know he's made history. I thank you, Lord, that you are healing him as I speak, that his body is going to be renamed. He's going to get up in that great getting up morning, and he's going to be renewed, Father, and he's going to be able to go on preaching and teaching and inspiring. And I thank you, Father. I thank you that you smiled on him today. Thank you, Lord. And I thank my guest this evening. God truly has smiled on us. Thank you, Brother Voss.
Yes.
God has smiled on you. I know
I appreciate it.
And sister, thank you.
I love what you said.
Guest this evening is a priestess, a high priestess. And she came in the room today to lighten up the room, to give us some direction. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. And as the choir sings today, this is our choir boss from Germany. Never had a chance to hear us, but this is us singing. Our first song, dedication to you. God has smiled on you, Brother Bob. And sister, we just like to thank you to tell you to keep running on as an event. Just running on as a DWOL, as a student, as a trained priestess. Because God has so much in store for us. We have a great work to do. All for reading. Working to reconnect people back to their lives.
I love all what you're saying.
Connecting us back to that oneness. We are so disconnected. Even as we sit here and speak now, God is showing us a way to reconnect his people back together. He has smiled on us today. And we are going to have to help young people learn how to become initiates. This can no longer be a private thing. We have got to get the message out to young people. Have
yes.
to be initiated, and we are going to have to show these young people that it's important to become initiates.
That's
and Brother
right.
Voss, I know that all the teaching that you have given me, you were preparing me for something. I didn't know what at the time, but as I began to listen to your voice and accept what you were telling me, all I wanted to know was more and more about the Spirit and how to get connected to the Spirit. All of the other rituals, they will pass away, but the Spirit never passes away. And you gave me something that I didn't have. a knowledge of self. And having a knowledge of self is far worth more than any gold, symbol, or degree. And those who think themselves to be wise because they have these potentials, one day you have to lay those potentials down. And you have to sit up under an elder and be taught from elders. And they can call on you at any time because they called me. They called me and told me I was to be appearing in front of Chief Benahoshi. And there he divined and gave me my name and gave me a direction for my life. And I've been running those ever since. Not to delay things, but I've been also acknowledging those elders who were responsible for my life. And Brother Abbas has truly been responsible for my life, and so has Sister Hannah. I couldn't have made it this far in my thinking without them influencing me. I want to thank you personally, Brother Abbas, from the bottom of my heart. I love you and your family, and I decree good health over you. I decree it, and I command God to heal you. With every force in me, I command him to heal you. You've been on my mind, and many people have brought you to my presence, and it was for me to call you to remove that headache, to tell it to pass on by, to let confusion pass you by today. He has set you free today. Brother Boss, do you have anything you want to say? And I said, God has fallen on us. Yes, he has. Brother Boss, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, I simply don't go. I said what I was going to say.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brother Boss. I'll be talking to you and Hannah soon. And I will be personally there in another month. Be with you in fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
God just smiled on us.
I pray that.
And Brother Boss, Brother Earl's going to be on next Tuesday, so we'd like for you to come back on the show again next Tuesday.
Huh?
Brother Earl's going to be on the show next Tuesday.
Okay.
So we'd like for you to come back next Tuesday.
Okay.
Thank you, and have a great evening.
To you. Blessed night.
I have to have Brother Earl listen to your show. And I'll get a copy to you, Brother Boss, if you hear it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. May God bless you.
You're welcome.
And we know God has been so good. So good. And Brother Boss, that is our choir, the Jackson Singers from out of Germany. I was singing with that choir. I have their CD online. And you'll be able to hear more of it. We want to thank you, Brother Boss, and go in peace and know that you're healed. Speak healing over your situation. The headache is going to leave you, and it can't come back when you decree a thing. We decree over your body today that you be healed, and God will add years to your health and renew your strength, okay? And don't be weary in well-doing. Keep up the faith and hold tight to your faith, and God is going to renew your faith.
Yes.
You've been transformed. You've been transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Keep reading your books and become transformed. And be healthy, because we know
that
you got a problem. Yeah, you got something to do here, and God has called you for this time. He is not letting you transition out of this world yet. You got work to do, brother.
I constantly think that way. I say this myself. I'm constantly thinking that way. God got something for me to do. Because my sister and my brother coming next month.
Okay.
Coming here to see me.
Oh, that's good. And maybe I might be able to come over there when they're in town, and I look forward to that. And Brother Boss, I love you and Hannah very, very much. Y'all my family. I don't want you to forget that. I'm your daughter. If you ever need me, please do call me, okay?
Okay. Okay,
and I'll be
that's
talking
fine.
With you. I'll be talking with you soon, and I'll tell Brother Earl that you had a recording and for him to listen to you. And next Tuesday, you come on the show next Tuesday so you can listen to him talk, okay?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, you go in there and have a blessing. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank you. That number for the room is 646-478-0270. I had Sister Falola on our show. She was a high priestess talking about priesthood. And Brother Abbas, Yassin, my godfather, the teacher, the instructor, the black belt. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we have a legend in our room. A legend, ladies and gentlemen. This man has taught so many people all over the continent. He's traveled from east and west, been to Africa, been involved with initiation, knows what it means to become a high priest, and also knows what it is to become an elder. And, Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. And now I can look to the right and see an elder in the room, ladies and gentlemen. I feel highly favored. I feel highly favored. Brother Boss, we always acknowledge you in the room and ask permission to speak, even if you're there or not. We ask because we know it's the elders that initiate us, and the uninitiated have no business speaking. Thank you very much, Brother Boss, and you go in peace, and I look forward to seeing you again, and I love you. Stay strong, okay?
Yes, I'm going to do that.
All right. You have any few last words that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, everybody stay in their right mind and do their best not to let nobody deceive them and trick them. The devil's got a big yard, and he got lots of games in it. And you got to stay in the right mind and keep yourself together.
That's right. And hold on. When you've done all that you can do to stand, remain standing. And when the winds come against you, because they will come against you, remain standing. And again, I say stand.
Those are trials.
It's like the Slide of Family Stone says, stand.
Yeah, those are trials. Those are trials.
And trials only come to do what, Brother Bonds? Make us what?
Huh?
Trials only come to do what? Make us strong. When they come, we know we're going to get stronger. They only come to make us strong. And they're here for a reason, so that you can press God forward in your life. So go, people, and press God forward. Speak to your Ori and press your Ori forward in your life. Whatever you have accomplished in your life, you have your Ori to thank. If your Ori has led you down a good path,
you got to know what your Orisha is.
That's right. What is your Orisha about?
You got to know what your Orisha is.
Okay.
Well,
and we're going to talk about Orishas again, and Boston, we'll bring that up next Tuesday, and we'll go into full detail. Right now, we're about to get out of here, and I say you have your Omi Inca 7, the one you need, the advocate, and the one you want, the advisor. So once again, I say thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, 6:30. And tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk more about Yoruba teaching and Ifa. Join us then. We'll see you then. Not goodbye, but farewell. See you tomorrow. Thank you. Good evening, Abbas. Have a great day.
The same to you. Mm-hmm. Because God has really blessed me.